Hello, everybody. Welcome to your practice. I am recording this just before around Valentine's Day, and I figured we could use a little heart-focused, heart-centered, heart-opening, heart-healing practice. Yes? So whether you tune in before, the day of, after Valentine's Day, a loving, healing practice for your unique heart. So to begin, lay your body down. Set yourself down with exquisite care. Yeah, feeling your bones settle in. So on your back, shoulders down away from the ears, knit your shoulder blades towards one another, send your wings towards each other and down slightly, opening through the chest. And feel how this position, this intentional positioning, gently relaxes and opens the whole chest, bringing a sense of ease and flow to the breath. Scoop anchor tail down, open through the hips as well as the heart. Glutes soft, belly soft, legs are heavy, hip width distance apart. Toes fall out to the sides. And space for the armpits to breathe, arms down and out. Fingers curled with palms facing up, maybe down. No expectations, just lay down, sit down, get settled in any way that makes sense for you. Perhaps a tuck of the chin to find more length through the neck, the vertebra of the spine. A pillow under head, on your belly, under your torso, your tailbone, under the knees. Cocooned up in your nidra nest. And just setting as you close down the eyes, a gentle intention to do your best to stay awake and aware, attentive and listening, tethered to my spoken guidance, to my vibe, to my voice. Knowing that if you drift off, and that's perfectly okay, and exactly the medicine that you need today. Unhinged jaw, relaxed tongue, smooth out the skin of the forehead. Take a big belly breath in. And sigh it out, let go. Again, a big, nourishing belly breath in. And through the mouth, sigh it out. Let something go. One more through the nose. Fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, ribs, chest, up through shoulders, through crown. Open the mouth, big, beautiful, releasing sigh. And simply focus on the natural breath now. Recalibrate after those three nourishing breaths. Notice the movement and the sound of the breath as it moves through the nose and the throat. Feel the fullness of the chest on each inhalation as if each breath expanded from the center of the heart outward. And then feel relaxation on the exhales, releasing the breath completely, deeply, Each breath in expands the heart further, creating more spaciousness within the heart. Each out-breath eases tension that may be found here in the heart. Continue breathing in this way, expanding inhalations into the heart space, surrendered exhalations from the heart space, creating space within the heart, releasing tension, pain, or hurt from the heart. Each natural breath cycle, an opportunity to let go a little more. The fourth chakra, the Anahata chakra, or the heart chakra. This Sanskrit word, Anahata, translates as unstruck or unhurt, referring both to a musical instrument playing subtle notes of the heart without being touched, and to a heart that is unafflicted by resentment or sorrow. Imagine now an emerald green light, or even a wheel of green energy, located at the center of the chest. This is the center of alchemy and transformation, where our experiences can be integrated with the acceptance and compassion of the heart. Past experiences are transformed into love and trust. The seed sound, or the bija mantra of the heart chakra, is yum. Feel, hear, and experience this seed sound resonating now through the rib cage and the chest. Yum. Don't think about it. Feel it. Yum. Yum. Physically, Anahata maintains the heart, lungs, chest, shoulders, arms, and hands. The air element rules the heart and is invisible, weightless, and buoyant. Blocked Anahata energy can result in loneliness, jealousy, or a lack of joy in life. This part of the body can be overly protected by a slouching posture, those walls and barricades that are built over time after heart breaks, right? The heart chakra then becomes isolated from the other chakras, resulting in emotional emptiness. So, it is when we are ready and willing to let go of past hurt, trauma, heartbreak, and disappointment. It's then when freedom can unfold and constriction within the heart can begin to dissolve, to fade away. We can restore emotional balance without judgment of ourselves or others, but by simply offering the gifts of love, patience, surrender, and compassion. The practice of yoga nidra for the heart to balance the Anahata chakra begins now. One more deep breath in. Let go. And tune in to sensations present in your physical body. Feel the weight of your body heavy, and peacefully surrendering down into the receptive earth below you. And as the weight of your bones rest deeper down into the earth, feel into the lightness and the ease of your own sweet breath. As you breathe, observe sensations of your body breathing. And from awareness of breath, shift all awareness now into your senses. Taste anything present in your mouth. Observe any lights, shapes, or movements dancing behind your softly closed eyelids. Notice smells moving in on the next in-breath, a warmth on the next out-breath. And explore feelings of air on your skin, where skin is in contact with clothes or props. And then become aware of sound. Dive into the pulsing space at the root of sound. Observe yourself hearing. And feel into the quiet, still silence beneath all sound. A silence here that gives birth to creative possibility and potential. And allow any sounds that are present during your practice today to flow in and out of your awareness with ease, neither attaching to or rejecting anything that you hear. Can you simply allow sound to be present? Now allow your attention to arrive in the sweet, pulsing sensations of your own beating heart. Feel into the sounds of your heart's dream and allow any noises from the external world to gently fade into the background. Listen to the soft, steady sounds coming from deep inside your chest. From this space, we create a Sankalpa. What does your heart long for? What does your heart need to open, to be fully receptive to joy, love, peace, and presence? Creating your Sankalpa, your intention, in the positive present tense, using the words I or I am. I am worthy of love. My heart is open to love. I am deserving. I know my worth. I am joy. I am compassion. I am liberated. Listen to your heart, and from here create your Sankalpa, your wish for healing today. And repeat it mentally with feeling, with emotion, 3 times. and let it go. Allow your intention to merge with the beat of your heart. Diving now into a rotation of awareness, where attention and felt sense will flow from one body part to the next. No movement, simply awareness, focus, flow, and feeling. Maybe you simply feel into each body part as I name it. Maybe you envision a healing ball or star of light. Blue, green, red, any color of your choosing, the color of healing. Maybe you sense a heat, a warmth, an opening. Let it be natural. Let your awareness flow with an effortless ease. Beginning with full awareness, maybe point or star of light, healing energy at the space between your eyebrows, third eye center. Awareness feeling flows down into the center of your throat, throat center. Right shoulder joint, right elbow, right wrist, palm of right hand, back of hand, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, all five fingers and entire right hand together. The right wrist, elbow, shoulder joint, throat center, through left shoulder joint, left elbow, wrist, palm, back of hand, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, all five left fingers and left hand as one. Left wrist, elbow, left shoulder joint, center of throat, to heart center, heart center, upper belly or solar plexus, lower belly, the sacrum, right hip joint, right knee, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of right foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right little toe, all five toes and entire right foot as one, right ankle, knee, hip, the pelvis, bowl of the pelvis, left hip joint, left knee, left ankle, heel, sole of left foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and little toe. All five left toes and entire foot together. left ankle, knee, left hip joint, bowl of the pelvis, sacrum, low belly, the solar plexus or upper belly, heart center, heart center, throat center, center of the throat, eyebrow center, eyebrow center. And now the whole body, the whole body as one, one field of vibrant sensation, whole body. Now, can you tune in to your whole body breathing? Body being breathed. Notice the belly rising on in-breath, falling on the natural out-breath. And mentally repeating to yourself, I am breathing in. Notice belly rising, ribs expanding. And I am breathing out as you notice belly falling, ribs contracting. Mentally repeating the mantra, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. If thoughts are present, that's okay. If you veer off from the mantra, that's okay. Simply notice that you've veered off, wandered off, and come back. Body being breathed naturally. Noticing the in-breath, mentally repeating your mantra, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. Now release the breath and begin to imagine the quality of heaviness and density, a large, heavy boulder, an iron door, a dense steel of beam. Imagine and sense the quality of heaviness. And then imagine a lightness, a buoyancy, a helium balloon, a kite in the sky, a feather on the breeze. Sense and feel the quality of lightness. Move your awareness back to heavy, solid, and dense. And then back to light, floating and buoyant. Now try to experience both sensations, heavy and light, at the same time. And let that go. Imagine a time now when you felt entitled, ungrateful, absorbed only in yourself, when you perhaps behaved selfishly, unaware of others, and unable to manage their role in your life. What does ungrateful feel like? Now allow a wave of gratitude to overcome you. Feel a deep thankfulness and appreciation for all of the opportunities you've been given, the relationships that have taught you, that sustain you. Feel grateful, mind, body, spirit. Now move your awareness back to ungrateful and entitled. And then back to gratitude and appreciation. And try to experience both sensations, ungrateful and gratitude, at the same time. And let it go. Begin to look deep within the dark space in front of your closed eyelids. Can you stare into this space and notice what colors or patterns emerge? You may see shapes or movement, lights. Whatever you see is within your consciousness, so do not worry about the content. Simply observe what appears effortlessly on the screen of your mind's eye, remaining detached from whatever you are witnessing. And imagine now a hot air balloon rising into the sky. The smell of lavender. A racetrack. A warm summer breeze. A wedding celebration. A large brass gong. A choir singing, the beat of your heart, a baby laughing, an apple orchard in bloom, a warm embrace, dancing in the moonlight, an airplane in flight, a woman on a tightrope, a 12-petaled green lotus, holding a grudge, birds soaring across an evening sky, holding the hand of a loved one, the sensation of breath in the chest, the feeling of unconditional love, an aloe plant, a confessional, dough rising in a bowl, a family playing at the beach, a peaceful, enchanted forest, a sincere apology, a paper airplane, a cool green stone, the sound of a harp, a passionate kiss, your body lying on the floor. Now, at the heart center, imagine a beautiful lotus flower surrounded by shiny emerald green leaves. Notice the color and the fragrance of your lotus flower. With every breath, this flower grows and expands. The inhale causes the petals to open. The exhale draws the petals back towards the center. Take a few moments to visualize the breath, moving the flower of your heart, blossoming open and letting go. Each breath offering you the opportunity to create space in the heart. Space to hold all of your experiences. As you inhale, more and more space is created, allowing you to bring more positive qualities into your heart. And as you exhale, you are able to let go of past resentment, hurt, and pain. Each breath cleansing and clearing the heart. And with your heart wide open, free from its emotional burdens, bring to mind a family member, a friend, or a pet. Someone who you truly love without limits. Allow a generous feeling of unconditional love to fill every nook and cranny of your heart, to flood and wash over you now. Imagine this loved one's face, and with a smile, invite them into your limitless heart. Say to them now the words of loving kindness. May you live in safety. May you be happy. May you find peace. And then imagine in your mind's eye someone who you know who is going through a particularly tough time. Imagine this person sitting in front of you and invite them into your heart space by saying these words of loving kindness. May you live in safety. May you be happy. May you find peace. Now imagine someone with whom you have or had a difficult relationship. And as you bring them to mind, notice any emotions or sensations that that may be brought to the surface. Open the doors to your generous heart, and with a smile, invite them in. Recognize that you are both simply seeking acceptance and love. You are both doing your best here. Saying to them these words of loving kindness. May you live in safety. May you be happy. May you find peace. And then imagine looking at your own reflection in a mirror. What do you see when you gaze at yourself? Look deeply to find those innate good qualities shining through. The true essence of you now. And with as much unconditional love that you held for your friend, family member, or pet who you love without limits, open the door to your heart and say to yourself these words of loving kindness. May I live in safety. May I be happy. May I find peace. And open yourself to receive whatever wisdom, whatever advice, and whatever healing this space, this opportunity has to offer you. Right here, in this moment, open and receive. It is now time to repeat your Sankalpa, the intention made at the beginning of your practice, deepening your connection to this heartfelt wish by repeating it 3 more times. Lying comfortably with the spine long, relaxed and loose, begin to notice the sensations arising from your physical body. Direct your awareness inside. Become attuned to the steadiness of your breathing. Gently breathe in and out, finding your natural slow and steady rhythm. And beneath the movement of your breath, notice the beating of your heart, the smooth percussion of your heart reverberating, vibrating through the entire body. Seek out the sensation of your pulse originating from your chest, moving down into your arms. Feel the thrumming in the palms of your hands and the tips of the fingers. And from here, perhaps deepening the breath, wiggling fingers and toes. Rock the head from side to side. And you can point the toes, Slide the legs together to touch, reach arms overhead. Find and dive into a full body stretch. Exhale, let it go. You can stay on your back. You can tuck the knees in, give yourself a rock, a roll. Coming eventually to your side, the fetal position. Maybe you come to a seat. Take your time here. Move intentionally, slowly, sweetly. Eyes are closed. And maybe, either with your imagination or physically placing your hand or hands on your heart, a tuck of the chin, bowing down in reverence to the heart, in gratitude to yourself. Notice how you feel. Heart liberated and open, expanded and free. New space, new landscape, inside and out. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you all. In this practice of online nidra for the heart is now complete. Namaste, my friends.